Looking a little scruffy? It's time to get cleaned up at Lady Jane's Second Store in Brighton. Get a precision haircut, hot lather neck shave, and hot towel treatment for a great price. On the corner of East Grand River and Whitmore Lake Road in front of Kroger. It's wicked awesome.
You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
We missed National Margarita Day yesterday.
Oh.
That's okay.
I don't
drink margaritas much anymore.
I don't really like them. Every time I tried them.
I don't like them.
I want to like them. It's one of those things I want to like more than I do.
I used to like them. I'll have it occasionally, but not too much.
Me neither. Unfortunately, it's Heartburn City.
Yeah, that's why I get the same thing, man. I get acid reflux.
Aging.
I know. It's so sad. You can't have margaritas.
I can't have chicken wings.
There's so much you age out of, right?
Yeah, it sucks.
I can't even have like spaghetti and things now. I'm like anything tomato-based.
Sorry, hard pass.
There.
Yeah, no, it sucks. I mean, I was never a huge margarita guy anyway, but Amber is.
They'll get you bombed. They will get you bombed.
Because you know how I remember it? It came up in my memories on Facebook because we did it on the air one year.
Oh, the margarita day.
A long time ago, right?
Yeah. I think it was like 9 years ago or something.
Is that how long ago it was?
Yeah.
Because we decided we would celebrate National Margarita Day by drinking them on the air all morning.
Yeah.
And for the first time ever, no, it didn't work out well at all. I was wasted.
Yeah.
Dude, I can't be on the air wasted.
I don't think I was wasted because I had to drive.
No, because you were smart and you stopped.
Yeah.
Remember?
I just was like, okay, this is a fun bit for the show.
Make the machine make some noise.
Yeah, it's funny. No. Yeah. Stopped.
But I was like, it was my new Margarator.
That's what it was.
You don't have that anymore, do you?
No, that was the one and only time I think we ever used it.
Yeah.
It's one of those things.
We got it from somewhere and then finally decided I'd use it on the show to make frozen margaritas and then never used it again.
At least we got something out of it.
Yeah. A little wasted bit for the show. I think that's like one of the few times in my life I was ever wasted on the air.
Were you wasted, though, really? I don't recall you being wasted.
I had two very strong Lisa Way kind of margaritas.
Oh, God.
He was definitely
he'll never
buzzed
forget
up.
Those margaritas
the,
from...
The margaritas
like,
you
that
made,
was like
Lisa?
14 years ago.
I know, but it kicked my ass.
Yeah.
People went swimming, okay? That's how drunk people were.
We were all in
people
the pool.
Went swimming.
It was an experimental time with margaritas, and it was just all booze. I don't know. It's just trying to figure out the right combo.
It literally was all booze and like a whiff of lime that went past it, and I got wasted. I'm an easy drunk as it is, so you give me just a glass of booze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're done for.
Because we're trying not to use those yucky mixes, and that was the deal. And that's why I just gave up on it, because it was like, and that wasn't working out. It's like too boozy and too, you know.
When you're trying to alter the taste with booze.
Right.
Like, that's the way it was.
Yeah.
It was like, it's a little more booze.
Yeah.
What kind of booze do you have? They ran around Dave's house looking for all Dave's different booze.
And we got it. And it kicked my butt.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, in honor of National Margarita Day, they ranked all the states by their love of margaritas. I don't know. I just assumed it would be like southern states. It's not.
Is it business states?
Well, New Hampshire drinks more margaritas per capita than any other state. New Hampshire.
Hmm.
Then it's Maine, then Colorado, then Missouri, and Tennessee.
Hmm. Wow, there's no rhyme or reason to
that. Maine has, you know, it's a vacation. A lot of vacation places in Maine. Maybe people like to... Mm-hmm.
I guess.
I feel like I may have had a margarita in Maine.
Michigan is one of the states that hates margaritas the most, along with Utah and North Dakota.
I just associate them.
After Chi-Chi's.
Well, you guys, Chi-Chi's
is
what
I associate it. I associate it with that style of restaurant.
Yeah.
That's what I associate margaritas with. Like, if you can't get them for a dollar, then.
But they still have them at, like, you know,
Applebee's has
does
them.
And.
Mm-hmm.
Same kind of thing.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like, the last time I had a margarita, I think, was with my mom at a Mexican restaurant. She was like, let's go. I'm like, all right. No. But that's the kind of place, you know, you get those.
Mm. Yeah. And I guess at first I thought, okay, you know, New Hampshire, maybe you're just trying to feel like you're a little vacation-y or
that's
something.
It. You're trying
to
make...
You're trying to escape from the reality of
like
everything.
Florida would be way higher on the list. Like,
you'd think so,
because
but...
you'd be drinking margaritas in Miami and Key West. Like, you'd think it would be a staple.
Yeah.
And they can drink them all year round. It's not just a...
They probably look at it like, I don't know why I feel like margarita is kind of like the tourist drink.
Yeah.
Maybe it is. Maybe it's not quite as bad as like a Miami Vice like I would get.
Miami Vice? What's
half,
that?
Half pina colada, half strawberry margarita.
Delicious.
Get out of here.
That's a drink.
Get out of here.
Frozen drink.
Lisa just told you to get out of here.
Yeah, that's what you get. Kids
get out of here.
The most masculine drink I've ever heard
of. One of the most masculine drinks ever. It's called the Miami Vice.
You suck that sucker back and you just instant testosterone.
Little Crockett and Tubbs in there.
That's what
we're cracking. Mix it up.
Can you imagine?
Be a real man to drink one of those.
All dressed up at a bar, just walking in.
I have the clothes already.
Did they order in Miami Vice?
No, I don't think so.
No.
They just called it that.
I don't know why it's called that.
Yeah, I don't either. I've never heard
of it. I've never heard of it.
I've never heard anybody order one. I've never seen it.
No, on a menu. Mm-hmm.
Wait, it's pina colada and what?
It's half pina colada, half strawberry margarita.
Maybe the colors of the suits? Because isn't he always in like a white with a neon colored shirt underneath?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's probably mimicking Don Johnson's.
That's what I'm assuming.
Eccentric wardrobe.
Yeah. And the whole Miami Vice.
Let's find out. Why is the drink called Miami Vice? People don't really ask this a lot.
No one cares.
No one even knows. No one even knows.
They don't know, like, what's a Miami
Vice? It was the city it was invented.
Oh, Miami. Invented it, huh?
Miami.
So they have it at the resorts or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, that's where I discovered it.
It is a complete resort drink.
Yeah, it sounds like
the only place you'd ever get it.
I mean, yeah, so you're in Miami. Did you order when you were in Miami a Miami Vice?
No.
That's good.
No.
That's really good.
He wasn't feeling masculine enough to do it.
Exactly. No, like, the only time I've ever had them is, I'm trying to think. It would have been one of the resort places I went to.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, that would have been 30 years ago, though, or whatever.
Oh, wow.
Well, I'm not 30. I would have been 13.
30? What the hell?
13, 30. He was drinking a lot of Miami Vices at the resorts.
It might as well be 30 years.
13-year-old truck ripping it up at the resorts.
He's also got fake cigarettes.
That's why I had to stop drinking. I don't drink because of those crazy 13-year-old days.
That little 13-year-old is crazy over there.
God, I got so bombed on that.
He's floating on that floaty with all those frozen drinks.
You won't stop squirting with the squirt gun.
No.
Yeah, my experience with it is just at resorts. It's because they have the frozen pina colada mix and they have the frozen strawberry daiquiri mix. For them, it's like two quick pulls and they got an instant drink, right?
And to me, it was just about I don't really like pina colada all that much, and I don't really like strawberry daiquiri all that much. But if you mixed it together, it kind of like one canceled out the other, and it was you're able to at least suck it back and not look as manly as James believes, but whatever. It's like the free drinks.
Someone said, I actually love the Sammy Sosa.
What's that?
It's a Miami Vice with blue Curacao added to it.
Oh, I've never even heard of that one.
Oh. Mm. So that's like...
advanced. It's more advanced than me. I don't really even want to talk to anybody, so...
You got pina colada, strawberry daiquiri, and blue Curacao.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't think I'd like that.
Rip doesn't sound good.
I would not ever drink that.
Yeah.
Makes sense, so it's like the color of the Cubs then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like out of all those kind of drinks, like, I'd probably just do a pina colada.
Really?
Yeah.
I had my
moment with that a long time ago, but I don't really like them.
Yeah, I've kind of, if I'm going to drink it, then it's just going to be tequila now.
Yeah, anything real creamy and sweet.
Yeah.
No. I may have one if I'm on vacation, and then I'm out. They found 15% of people say they only drink margaritas on vacation. 5% always get really bad hangovers from the mix of sugar and tequila.
Right.
And 3% judge people who order frozen margaritas. Yes, it should just be like on the rocks.
People like that.
Yeah, I worked at a Mexican restaurant as a busboy, and they were like known for their margaritas. So
you did? We've never heard that before.
Yeah, it was like right my senior year of high school, or maybe my junior year of high school. I can't remember. But these old people would get bombed on these things, and they would always play Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, God.
Always sing along to my Friday night, every night, every time was like 40, like 60 to 70 year olds just getting bombed and eating tortilla chips and then singing that goddamn song.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh.
So it didn't last long then.
No. I wasn't a good busboy.
Oh.
It is a really good moment, though, when you go to a Mexican restaurant and you sit down and then they're like, you just get those chips.
I love those chips.
Those chips, huh? That's
you get the chips and the salsa and you're like
real salty?
And then you can order the drinks.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's a good moment.
It is a good moment because the salsas are good.
Let's think back to restaurant
times.
So
yeah, let's think
like,
back to restaurant
times. You could get the chips and the drinks.
You guys,
remember that?
You guys remember when you'd sit down in some places, they'd bring out the bread?
Do you think that, like, because we've been so deprived from just, like, stuff like that, that, like, Lisa's going to go to, like, a Mexican restaurant, and they're going to bring it the chips and stuff, and she's going to be like,
Yeah!
Yes!
Woo! Get us drinks all around!
Yes. Taking that moment.
Yeah. Hot chips.
Oh, hot chips.
Hot chips.
Oh, around on me. More tortilla chips and salsa. We're living like kings.
It's the little things, Lisa. Yeah. We get it. It's the little things.
You know that drink's coming, though. Yeah,
drinks are on the way.
I will say, listen, Lisa, I'll say this right now.
Yep.
That I've never thought about it.
Yeah.
I've never really thought about it, but I do know that there was a time I would have never thought about it.
Right.
Like, I would have never even thought about the time when you sit
you
down.
Didn't appreciate it.
Exactly. I definitely didn't appreciate, you know, fresh table chips.
Who knew what?
You took it for granted.
That's what this whole thing has done.
Yep.
It's made us realize mm-hmm. some stuff.
Yep.
Fresh table chips.
Yep.
Warm.
Are delicious.
Fresh table chips with that complimentary salsa.
Such a good moment.
You know what? You know everything's about to start.
Yeah, she's like, the chips are here. The drinks are coming.
Yeah. Like, can I get you something to drink? And you're like, yes.
Absolutely.
And you get
something
that
to wash down these chips.
And then you get to order other things after that. Other goodies come.
Yeah.
Deliciousness, because I love Mexican food so much.
I'm going to have to take Lisa Way's get back into restaurant course.
Yeah.
She's like running down everything you have to do. Remember,
hot chips and drinks.
After the chips come, you're able to order more.
Yes.
You are.
Oh, my God. I would have eaten only chips.
It is really weird that it's been so long since like a normal experience like that.
Yeah.
For some people.
For some
people. For others, they've been eating hot chips the whole time. And by the way, it's Curacao. I said Caraco, I guess. Blue Caraco.
Oh, okay.
Correct.
I don't even know.
No, I have no idea.
I don't know what it is.
No, either.
It's blue.
Yeah.
I haven't had it.
So.
There you go. That's it. So look for your hot chips coming soon. I didn't realize you worked at was it like a brand, like a chain?
It was a small town place called Oller's in Findlay. It was
an Ohio Mexican.
Yeah. It was really, really good, though. Like, they had really good food.
Yeah, like, usually if it's just, like, people started to themselves or whatever, it's generally good, but...
Yeah, but they had pretty good food, but I didn't like my life then.
Oh, well.
Well.
Sure.
Yeah.
It wasn't a good time, but the chips were good there.
Delicious table chips.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A worn-out wife is blaming natural Viagra made from coconuts for her 64-year-old husband's new lease of horniness in the bedroom. The 43-year-old even went to the police to report it. She's saying she can't handle it anymore. Her husband is demanding sex up to 7 times a day. after getting hooked on this new natural Viagra drink.
Someone tells me it's like, oh, like someone's like, coconut drink, but then they're putting Viagra in it.
It's just real Viagra.
Wow, it worked.
There's the wife there.
Oh, she looks mad.
So was trying to keep up with a younger woman.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. She's 43. He's 64. Yeah. The woman whose name was not given by local media told police she initially enjoyed her husband's newfound virility. She said she hadn't had sex in a little while, and her husband's discovery that raw coconut water had reinvigorated his libido was working out great until his sex drive kicked into high gear. When he started desiring sex many times a day, it started to wear her out. He, I guess, stumbled upon this. Drinking fresh coconut water all of a sudden gave him boners.
So he was like, what the hell?
Oh my God.
Oh.
She said her husband appeared to be then addicted to it.
I bet.
As he'd keep going to a local stall to get it and wouldn't stop asking her to make love.
Where is this?
This was in Thailand.
Yeah, they must have some special coconut water.
I guess.
Yeah.
She
this
said
is
finishing
in Thailand too.
Yeah. Finishing two rounds, not enough. If he still isn't satisfied, he wants to go three or four more times a night, even doing it several times a day. The wife spoke with police officers and returned home to see if she could fix the issue by discussing the problem with her husband. And then, of course, the story hit Thai news. The coconut stand has been swamped with demand from locals.
Yeah, that's good for the coconut stand.
Oh, yeah. My God, yeah.
The stall's Coca-Cola owner, Wandi Poppenbrook, said that some customers now drink four full coconuts in front of her.
So she's just cracking open a coconut, and people are drinking it down.
I've had that before.
How was your boner?
It was great. But I don't know
if it
was
something too
related to the coconut water. But it's fresh. It's not like coconut water you buy in a store, right?
Yeah.
It's fresh. Like,
right cracked
there.
Right out of the coconut.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So there's her stall. Look at this. Look at this guy.
He's like, please.
Please, give me a finest.
Is that the guy?
No, that's not the husband.
That's just
another guy who wants to get
hilarious. It was a guy.
A coconut boner.
No, that guy's like way too young. The other guy's 64.
You can't tell. He's got like a hair piece on, it looks like.
It's not his best haircut.
No.
Hero.
Really, it's cheap, too. They sell them there. It's like 50 cents. A coconut.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but in Thailand, it's like...
Yeah, that's like $300 a coconut.
Exactly.
One doctor said that drinking coconut water fresh could, in fact, boost testosterone, resulting in increased sexual desire.
That's interesting.
But they say they need to definitely do more research on the matter. People are like, just order 20 coconuts off Amazon.
You would think if coconut, raw coconut water was like some kind of boner juice.
It would have been already.
That science and everything would have already.
Yeah.
They would know.
I think down there at the Coca-Cola coconuts, they were sprinkling real Viagra.
Yeah, I think so too.
But charging 50 cents?
I don't know.
Well, I'm guessing Thailand Viagra is pretty cheap.
Right.
I bet they get it wholesale. I bet it's pretty cheap.
Imagine going to the cops because you had too much sex from your partner. Like, you go to the cops about that.
I'd never do something like that.
Well, of course we would. But I can't even imagine. Like, has any American woman gone to the cops because she's getting sex too much? I don't think we do that here.
No, I don't think so.
No. It is different over there.
But and of course, they take pictures of her. And they give it out to the media.
Yeah.
This woman has had sex too much. She's complaining to us.
She looks very mad and oversexed.
She does. 7 times a day. She's had enough.
How do you want it, lady? You were excited at first.
Yeah. 7 times a day is crazy. I'd end up in ICU.
There's just no chance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how many coconuts I drink.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see if anyone else had made the connection here. But no one else listening to the show has. There's been no coconut water / boner connection.
Yeah. I'm guessing there's a little, like, once that thing gets chopped, there's a little sprinkle, sprinkle.
Right.
It's actually kind of a genius move.
Yeah. Over there, I don't think they have, like, better business bureaus.
Exactly. No FDA looking into stuff.
Yep.
Possibly, if that's what they're doing. But if they do find out that fresh coconut water can give you a boner, the world will run out of coconuts damn quick.
No, that'll be every tree.
Every tree in the world will grow coconuts.
They'll just cut down every other kind of tree in areas that can grow palm trees. They need those coconuts.
Right. They'll get rid of cows and they'll bring in coconuts.
Boner water.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I'd invest in it right now.
Planet boner.
If it's all natural.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have any negative side effects.
Would be really crazy if it's the truth and they've just tried to keep it hidden because they want you to buy drugs instead. Like, don't ever let
them find out. The natural remedies get
out. Yeah, you don't.
Big pharma.
Yep.
Someone said anyone who has watched Castaway should know that fresh coconut water also serves as a natural laxative.
Oh, I'm sure it would.
Yeah.
So you are banging.
That's
and
all you'll end up getting.
Seven
right.
times a day.
I'll just get diarrhea. Mm. You won't get a boner. Nope. You'll just end up with diarrhea. That's how it works for real in real life.
Yeah.
Sucks to have a rager and diarrhea.
Oh, my God.
You got to time it out.
Right.
Generally, one eliminates the other.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you'd had no control, imagine you take a bunch of Viagra and then you get diarrhea.
So many people would be doing it with diarrhea.
It'd be a mess out
there.
You
know? There's that one nasty side effect.
That would have plummeted the value of Viagra.
If the side effect was diarrhea.
Good news, bad news.
Yeah. I had a 4-hour erection. However.
Bad news.
Explosive diarrhea the whole time.
Worth of diarrhea. Yeah, it would not have taken off. Right now, I think the side effects are even not great. Like, you can see, what is it, blue? And you can lose your vision and stuff. Yeah. Guys will give up their eyesight for a boner.
Right. Of course.
But they would not have sex diarrhea.
Yeah.
No one wants sex diarrhea.
God, sex diarrhea.
Sex diarrhea.
That's terrible.
Though one of the worst combination of words.
Yeah, it's a bad couple of words.
It is.
Sure, sex diarrhea.
I feel like that's something every woman gets after they have sex with me. I'm sorry I gave you sex diarrhea. It wasn't intentional.
No. Stirred the pot,
it's
I
my
guess.
Curse.
You don't want sex diarrhea, James.
No.
Let's hope you've never done that to a lady. All right. Here's a story. Aldina Jagnjak. She's sick of the dating scene in Denmark. In fact, she's so annoyed with what's expected of women, especially when it comes to body hair. She's taking a stand.
Oh boy.
The 31-year-old has decided to stop all hair removal rituals on her face. That means no more tweezing her unibrow, no more shaving her upper lip. Okay. She says she's trying to do this to weed out bad dates that are picking her just for her looks.
Is she hot otherwise?
There's pictures of her up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. If you want to go see what she looks like, you can do so there. Let's see here if I can bring it up for you so you can see for yourself. Here she is. This is Aldina.
Mm. You know, I'm going to hard pass on this one.
That's a wild look, man.
That is a crazy wild look.
Yeah.
She's a very hairy human.
No girl should have thicker eyebrows than me.
Nope.
And that's the way I look like.
And she does.
Look at it.
And you're Scottish.
Yeah.
And she's not bad.
Wow. Yeah, when you get rid of that.
Yeah, but what a, like, what false advertising?
What do you mean? If she stays on top of it, there's no
problem.
She's
got to stay on top of it, though.
I mean, she really werewolfed up there.
It's like
imagine she didn't.
Oh, boy.
That's so crazy what a little grooming can do for a face.
You catch her after, like, a week off.
Got the sideburns going.
How many guys are going to date her like that?
She says going au naturel like this has helped her weed out undesirable people from her life.
I understand that. I mean,
yeah.
Now she says she knows anyone that wants to date her wants to be with her.
Yep.
And not the, you know, version of her that society deems as hot.
Yep. She's right.
Yeah.
In that regard, she's right. I mean, if someone wants to be with her, they definitely want to be with her.
So you think that's like what a hell of a test, right? Like, so you got to make it through like a couple
couple of months with that. And then you're
like, I can't have
that. Please, I proved I'm a good person. Could you please shave those eyebrows a bit?
Mustache lady, fashion lady. I can't have. I cannot have a mustache lady. I can't. No. I wouldn't be able to do it.
I couldn't either.
I can't imagine kissing a girl. And I know that women have hair above their lip. We all understand this.
But not many have that. I believe most women who let themselves go would never be able to grow that.
That's the exact mustache I had when I was 16.
I don't like men with mustaches or unibrows. So,
yeah,
right. Same thing. Like, yep. I don't, you know.
You expect men to at least take care of themselves.
I mean, mustaches are just a preference. It just reminds me of, like, you know, uncles
Tom Selleck.
And older men that, you know, my family.
She says worrying less about hair maintenance has allowed her to focus on work that needs to get done and things that are more important to her and not pay attention to random jerks on the street that feel the need to yell pluck that in her direction.
Oh, man. So if there's a dude that makes it over the hairy hurdles here, then he's a real special fella.
Are there guys? Are there guys though that have seen the other photo and they're playing the long game here?
Man, that's what I'm saying. Like she might
they
get
could
waited
talk
out
into it. I don't know if it's worth all that though.
I don't know.
I don't think it is.
Okay, if your eyebrows are like that though, what is everything else?
Oh, down yonder.
Oh,
has she let her pubes go too?
I can't even. Oh man, what if she was mad at you?
Does she have a goatee in that one? Does she have a goatee in that one? Go down.
A little bit
of fuzz.
Like something there,
yeah.
She's a hairier woman.
She is a hairier woman.
Yep.
Man.
That's just...
Yeah, the before and after is crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she looks really good without the extras.
Extras. You don't want the extras. Mm-hmm.
No, but if you are playing the long game, that's a rough year.
Oh, my God.
You got to say a little prayer every day. You're like, please, just give me the strength.
Yeah. Let her get over this. Let her get over this whole eyebrow, mustache, goatee thing.
I couldn't play the long game, you guys. Because I couldn't sit through months of this to get to that.
Oh, man.
The difference in her eyebrows alone of when they're kept up and when they're not is wild.
I mean, they're ferocious.
I mean, she's letting her bush go crazy, too.
That'd be like the wild part, too. Oh, and her pits.
Yeah.
Oh, her legs.
Oh, my God.
Andy, screaming. Just screaming.
Playing the long game.
Yeah. It would be a rough long game. Oh, I could play a long game.
I bet her butt's hairy. I bet she's got a hairy butt.
She'd just be like, here we go.
Mentally, Andy just went through her whole body.
Yeah, right? I did.
And it was quite a ride.
I'm very lonely right now, so I'm weighing. Yeah, you're weighing the long game. I'm like, could I do it?
No.
Maybe.
No, Andy, no.
No.
You can't do the hairy long game.
No, I don't want to, Dave, but...
Maybe you could just, like, have your phone there have the picture of what she could look like.
Right, you'd have to always...
And always be looking at that.
You'd have to have that on your phone to really keep your attention.
I found her Insta.
Oh,
she's definitely rocking that unibrow.
Oh, yeah, she is. Oh, man. You go out to dinner with her, you're like, oh, my God.
She's like that Frida.
Yeah, the artist.
Know, that artist. Yep. Very similar look. Yeah. But, I mean, honestly, when she trims up, it's amazing the difference it makes.
Just be like, the universe, give me the strength to have sex with her for three more months.
You can find all the hairy strength you can find.
Just if I think any guy can deal with a certain amount of like leg hair,
right?
Like a girl's leg hair is growing in a little bit,
yeah, like some little stubble.
It's like whatever. It's like whatever.
They're human.
But if it's full on, like feels like my legs, I'd have a hard time.
The eyebrows when you'd surprise her and they'd go all wild like that.
Oh,
you know, like different expressions. And then it might ruin sex for you forever if you did hit it once. And she had like an O face, but with those eyebrows.
Oh, man. I just don't even want to see the O face in a mustache.
I know, dude. It's horrifying.
I don't.
It ruins a lot for guys. People are saying we're shallow, but I'm sorry.
Yes, and I get it. No, we are shallow.
I knew that would happen.
Yeah, I am. I am shallow.
Yeah,
I'm shallow. Have you listened to the show?
Yeah, but to each their own, right? If you want a woman with facial hair, hey, go for it. Mm-hmm. You kiss someone with a mustache if you want,
or
fella.
If you
want
to be a woman with facial hair.
Yeah, then you do it. But just know there's people that aren't going to be into that. You're going to weed people like us out. That's fine.
And that's her whole goal.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to be with someone like me.
But
no. I mean, and I don't want to be with someone like that.
Yeah.
The saint that she finds, he's going to be an incredible man. Brave.
I agree. Yeah,
brave and strong.
Yep.
But I think those numbers will skyrocket now that people see what the before was.
Right.
Don't you think?
I do think the long game will come into play.
Because, and I do think anyone she finds is playing the long game.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate for her because she's, but there will be a guy who will easily decide to bang that girl in hopes, like, once I've proven my love,
she'll, you kind of reverse her on it.
Yeah.
You know, make her fall in love with you, and then be like, I can't take your eyebrows
because
anymore.
She kind of looks like the chick from, what's her name? Evan Rachel.
Oh, yeah. Evan Rachel Wood. Mm.
She kind of has like a little bit of that look when she's all normal.
She's very pretty with like right there.
I could probably get past, I mean, I wouldn't like it. Unibrow. It would be the mustache that'd be the big turnoff.
I agree.
It would be kissing with a mustache. Yeah.
I mean, I have a unibrow, so I can't. But at the same time, like, I try to take care of my own stuff. And listen, I understand if you're a girl, you don't want to be with a hairy guy. I'm not for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Someone said my cousin has a full mustache. And she's been married for almost 20 years to a guy with the same mustache. So I guess some dudes are into it.
And she just lets it rock, that person's claiming?
I guess.
Wow.
I've seen women like that. You know, at grocery stores and stuff,
yeah,
working that have a full mustache. So obviously,
I've seen full beard.
I've seen full beard too.
Full beard.
So there's obviously guys that don't mind, right?
Yeah,
and bless them.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's gonna find the strongest, most Obi-Wan Kenobi,
most
Jedi strong man to make him for a month, but he's gonna have to make her fall in love, and then be like, "I'm leaving." Unless you take care of those eyebrows, you understand? I think that you love me.
Yeah, someone has to make her fall for them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, good luck.
Someone said there is someone who I work with who has a full Steve Harvey mustache. She does.
Steve Harvey?
That's thick.
She has a full Steve Harvey mustache.
Steve Harvey has a mustache to dream of.
Absolutely.
It's a strong mustache.
One day I finally had to ask her, hey, what's going on? She said it was a tradition, and her husband loved it. And you guys, she has a rocking body. She's got a rocking body with a Steve Harvey mustache.
What tradition is this that we've never heard of? A mustache tradition?
A female mustache tradition.
Wild, wild stuff.
I don't know.
I couldn't get with a female Steve Harvey.
That's like, not ideal.
James, I know you love Steve Harvey.
I do love Steve Harvey.
If she was as funny as Steve Harvey, maybe.
If she made me feel the way Steve Harvey makes me feel.
Yeah, it's true. A lot of
the
tears.
The way Steve Harvey makes me feel.
He's so great on The Feud.
I fell in love with my girlfriend when she started reminding me of Steve Harvey.
Baby, I just want you to know, you make me feel the way Steve Harvey makes me feel.
Yeah.
Not on The Family Feud, though. On his daily afternoon talk show.
Oh, yeah.
Where it really makes you get
emotional.
In touch with your masculine side, but also feel a little feminine. And be okay with it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a stash.
That is gorgeous.
That is a stash.
It looks like one of those fake mustaches you would buy from like the gumball machines and put on his mustache look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't want your lady with that.
No.
That's how perfect it is.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Sir, news from the underground.
I'm Dave Hunter. Time now for a check of the news. I feel confident saying no one's ever given this excuse for speeding in the past, and I think I'm confident enough to say no one ever will again.
Okay.
Oh, like a unique excuse.
21-year-old guy named Richard Lee Ortecho was pulled over on the interstate near Vero Beach, Florida the other night. In his Volkswagen, he was going 120 miles an hour.
Whoa. All right.
He almost hit some other cars that didn't pull over right away when the cops got behind him with their lights flashing. When he finally did pull over, he told the cops there were two reasons he was going so fast. One, quote, I didn't know driving reckless was illegal.
Okay.
You just could do that.
Two, he was listening to an obscure rap song called Asiento Viente. It's by some rapper called Track Insano.
Okay.
Ciento Viete means 120, so he was driving 120.
This is like the Latino rap version of I Can't Drive 55.
Yes, that's what it is. That's what we've just witnessed.
Yes. Ciento Viete. Richard was arrested for fleeing, reckless driving, and marijuana possession. His mugshot's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. If you want to go check him out, that's where you'll find him. The song, though, I don't
think
so. Should we look
so.
It up?
No, I don't think we can. I mean, I don't know what they're saying, probably.
There's Richard.
He's from America.
I guess.
Oh, because I was wondering if he was trying to say he was from somewhere else where they just drive like maniacs. Because it does seem like reckless driving in some countries is fine.
Is good.
Yeah. It's fine.
It's just the way people drive. Reckless. Yeah.
Seems encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, did it come up there for a second? Yes, it did. Oh, there's the wrapper.
Is there like a clean? How do you, what's clean?
We don't be tricky. Tricky to figure out.
I think you're dead.
What's clean?
It's going to be tricky clean. Since we don't speak the Espanol.
Yep.
I don't know.
Is this the one he was listening to?
Ciento Viente.
Again, not
I thought they said
in Espanol.
I thought they said the guy's name.
Track Insano?
Yeah, Track Insano.
Which I thought we talked about a Track Insano who like jumped on a cop car or something. Wasn't
Track Insano.
No, I think that was a different guy. The guy from Miami?
Yeah.
That guy's like a YouTube star, right? Maybe you're right. No, this is it.
Oh, the number three right there.
I just want to hear a little bit of the beat.
No, I don't know what
to say. Is it in English? Let's just one give me a little.
No.
No, I don't think it's good.
I'm not fluent in the Espanol, so I don't know what he was saying, but I feel like the tone of it could be a bit.
You think there's a clean version of this?
I don't know if clean...
Insano Cleano.
Yeah, what's clean?
I think the translation of insano might be insane.
What? Yeah, what is the Spanish word for clean?
Cleano. I don't know.
Cleano.
Cleano.
Is it Cleano?
Let's let Google translate.
Limpia.
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 All right.
Well, try Limpia. That. So we got to look up insane traco, insane
Limpia. Limpia.
Labia.
Not labia.
Oh, Limpia.
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 No.
I don't think so. I didn't think we were going to get lucky.
Man.
Anyway, that was his excuse. He didn't know reckless driving was illegal, and the song, he was doing 120 just like it says in the song.
Yeah. Mm. That's real fast, and he also didn't know about reckless driving.
Yeah.
I assume if it's 120, isn't it kilometers there? Don't they do kilometers per hour, not miles per hour?
Yeah, so it's about 55. He actually raps, I can't drive 55.
He's like, there is a song I call it, I can't drive 55. I like the idea of that.
By a Jimmy Hagar. Jimmy Hagar.
Jimmy Hagar's
from
the guy with the booze
from a Van Halen.
What band was he in?
Van Halen.
Oh yes. I got it now. Yeah, so there's the
might as well yump.
Yump. Yump.
Go ahead and yump.
Might as well yump. Yump. There is a house that's up for sale in California that's going viral because of what's inside the house. We tweeted a link to this real estate listing out. So if you want to see it, go to twitter.com/Dave and Chuck. First of all, Lisa, prepare yourself. The house is filthy.
Oh,
it's one of those places where you can't believe. Like, I remember showing our house when we put it up for sale. It's been like 10 years, but the place has never been cleaner.
Right.
Right?
Because you're trying to sell it.
You're trying to sell it. It's the most organized and the cleanest it has ever been. It's like this person said, yeah, just take, like, literally woke up in the morning and just let them take the pictures, and already they were disgusting. So there's the house.
I'm already not buying it because of that. How the house is so close, whatever the hell it is.
This huge whatever it is next to
our house. Already out, but let's go in.
So there's...
Oh.
Look, this is a bit...
It's way cleaner than my house.
This is the living room. It's already covered in stuff and clothes.
Way cleaner.
Scattered everywhere. Obviously, person, not quite a hoarder, but verging on some hoarding, you know, possibilities. So there's, we continue through the kitchen.
Just messy.
I think they're in the middle of like packing up to leave and they decided to just, I mean, that's a classic, the old toilet paper roll just straight on the sink there.
There's another room. I know there's the garage, but this is what's getting people's attention.
Okay. Oh my.
There is many, many mannequins all throughout this house. Just in real fancy, like, dynasty-type dresses.
That's the cleanest room in the house.
It is.
Well, that's the one where all the action takes place.
Well, there's
on
other
chaise lounge.
There's other shots, too. Like, look, even by the fridge, there's one.
Man. It's like an old debutante lives there or something.
It's very weird. Oh, it's super weird.
Well, that's creepy.
Look at all these mannequins.
All those dresses. What is that?
Is that the guy? Is that the owner? Is he hiding there while they take the picture?
Mm. Oh, wow.
It's probably him, right?
Is that him or...
Hi.
Another mannequin?
Oh, it might be a
mannequin.
There's mannequins on the ground naked over there.
There it is. Look.
Yeah.
Okay, this place is...
With angels.
And those are beds right there, right? Those are bed frames?
Oh, my. Oh, yeah, that's what it looks like. It is like a headboard and a footboard to a bed in front of the fireplace.
Very bizarre.
Oh, we're going into a bedroom. There's a mannequin by the bed.
The only thing I can think is that this isn't even a place where people lived. Oh my God, they've got a nativity scene, Jesus.
Is that a real baby or a mannequin baby?
Mannequin baby.
Mannequin baby.
And then the nude woman on the floor is bizarre.
The only thing I can think is no one really lives here. It's just a storage house.
You can see, though. There's stuff all over the place. There's people's clothes and there's towels hanging in the bathroom. People live there. There's food in the kitchen.
People are so strange.
Bizarre.
I mean, I get it. I have a mannequin in my house, but...
Chuck, like, people live there.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're just real freaks.
They must be.
It's a very bizarre setup.
They have two kitchens?
It's like an old lady house, too. Like, the decorations and everything.
Someone said, that's 1,000,000% a serial killer's house. It looks like it. Yeah, it looks like they have two kitchens. And it's not cheap, you guys. I think it's selling for like $650,000 or something.
Well, it's
in Tahoe. Oh, it's in Tahoe.
South Lake Tahoe, California. $650,000. Five bed, three baths.
Of course a bunch of weirdos live up there in Tahoe.
Yeah, it's some hippie that went wrong.
Yeah.
I wonder if you can see where it is on a map. Like, is it right at the lake? Yeah, there's the map right there underneath that heart.
Oh, I'm sure it's not right at the lake. It's probably near it, though.
Mm, yeah, no, nowhere near it.
Well, you can't tell from there.
Well, no, I know, but I mean, it's like it's not...
They're not on the lake,
It's not on the lake.
Oh, no, not at all.
Oh, it's nowhere near.
Right there.
Well, yeah, there's water.
It's a couple streets away.
Yeah, pretty creepy.
Yep.
Super creepy.
If you're trying to sell the house, you should hide your mannequins.
I know I would.
It looks like it's next to or behind a hotel. Or like a condos or something.
The worst location.
Yeah, that's bad. They look right into your place.
It almost looks like a motel, huh?
You could buy that for a rental place, but you can't live there.
Yeah, I think that is condos or something beside it.
But if Tahoe's your thing, okay? But if Tahoe is your thing, I could see you buying it. It's not the greatest place on earth. Yeah, there's not a, it's not a great place, but I can understand, like, at least Tahoe is a draw. You know, like if you're a skier or whatever else you do on at Lake Tahoe.
I don't know anything about
it. I hated Lake Tahoe.
I don't
Of course you did, because you hate everything.
Yeah. Yes.
But it is, it's a, I've never seen anyone with that many mannequins in a place.
So
all dressed up in the finest of evening gowns.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the one nude one on the floor.
It's the current owner's girlfriend's.
Must be, right? And they like, they got pumpkins everywhere, too.
Angels and pumpkins.
Angels and pumpkin. Bad Look, sign. There's another pumpkin. There's another angel.
See, this is a,
there's even an angel in the shower.
I keep picturing myself like going to Lake Tahoe or whatever, and then I'm like, oh, I break down and I need to stay at somebody's house, and then it's this mannequin man's house.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I'm sleeping on the couch in the middle of the night.
Like, he sets you up in this room with this mannequin?
Hey, can you take the mannequins out of here? She's staring at me.
That's where they live.
Oh, man. Why do you have so many?
Mm-hmm. They're my friends.
Oh, no. Not your friends.
They're going to be your friends, too.
No!
Every time he kills somebody, he needs a vessel for the soul.
Yeah, exactly.
Venture.
That's the dress that the person got killed in.
Oh, it's so creepy, you guys. I don't know who would buy that house. You'd have to blast it.
It's weird. It's very old designs.
It's close enough to a lake. It might be a good investment property to turn into an Airbnb.
Yeah, that's the only thing you could do with it.
Yeah.
Get those mannequins and pumpkins and angels out of there. And green carpet.
You find the right Airbnb, they might want the mannequins.
It's like a chicken. There's like a chicken on the second fridge.
Look, there's another pumpkin, too.
Yeah, the pumpkins are everywhere. There's a some kind of chicken up there.
There's a chicken below the girl in the fridge, too.
Oh, man, they love roosters or something.
It's like she's almost petting it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does look like that.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Chicken, chicken,
The world is full of some
really... Wait a second. Go back up. Is there... Go up a little bit more. I thought I saw, like, a mannequin face...
Scroll down a little bit, Dave. I think that's what Chuck's talking about. Right?
Yes, right there.
The bar.
Look at the below.
What is she doing under there?
What is that person doing down there?
Well, that's just the... She's got no lower body.
Oh.
That's just a torso of a mannequin.
But there's like a bottle of Febreze right next to it, too.
Well, I bet it stinks in there. I bet it stinks in there.
And that one's wearing some sort of tiara.
Are those wizard hats as well? This place has got a lot of crazy stuff in it.
And are those headboards blocking the fireplace?
Yeah. Those are their beds. There's a lot of insane architectural stuff in there. Angels. Like, look at those big, giant angel statues.
It's part of the fireplace, I think, too. Looks like they're attached at the, whatever the, not the mantle, but the bottom part of the fireplace.
Yeah.
Even the weird stuff toys on the couch are odd.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. The place doesn't make a lot of sense. Like, that's real... I don't know what kind of bathroom that is when you have that giant. That's not just a fat head, is it? That's a real statue?
No, that's a real statue.
It's like they dumpster dived the Venetian in Vegas's decor or something.
Yeah.
They remodeled an old Vegas casino and somebody dumpster dove and took all the decorations out.
And then took the Dress Barn's mannequins when they went out of business.
It's weird.
It is incredibly weird. If you want to see it for yourself, go to DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. A guy in Maine broke into someone's house. While a couple was away, made himself a nice dinner and took a romantic candlelit bath.
Hey, that's nice.
Isn't that different? Here's his story now from WCSH-TV.
Treat yourself.
All right, hold on. Let me try this again.
And he opens the garage with the garage door opener, and there's a strange car in there.
That's how he did it.
There was a car right there.
She's a great storyteller.
From a trip Monday morning and knew something wasn't right.
We walked over here because this is how we enter the house.
Oh, okay. That's how you do it.
And she's got a purple jacket.
Mm-hmm. And we never lock it. So that's the second red flag for me.
The Costco couple said...
The second, you have a strange car in
two red flags.
That's all you need to know. Someone's here that shouldn't be here.
This lady's basically like the older lady version of like a police officer.
She's like, well, that's different. You know we never lock this door.
Surveying the whole crime scene.
And called 911.
They came out with a young dude and... They were putting handcuffs on him right over here. He said that it was his house And why were they bothering him?
This cell phone video shows police arresting 34-year-old Sean Shoemaker. He faces charges including burglary and theft. Police say he also had a knife on him. The couple says when they finally entered their house, they noticed the alleged burglar had made himself at home.
He changed pictures, like he took pictures off the walls and put them on other walls. He rearranged my mantle and put different stuff there. He went around and found our secret caches of money and put them in his pocket. He had food in the refrigerator.
The story takes another turn.
He seemed to have taken a candlelight bath in my walk-in tub because I keep a candle over there.
Walk-in tub?
She can't. She's not good. Doesn't get around well.
Bath on the shelf.
The couple says they are shaken up and are still cleaning the mess.
Saged it thoroughly.
Oh, my God. It's Lisa. It's old lady Lisa.
Oh, my God. My walk-in bath and my candle. And my sage.
Oh, no. I hope things are better, Lisa.
That's hilarious.
You know she was pissed that he used her candle because just a display candle.
Oh yeah,
that never gets lit. Yep. That's her bathroom candle. That's just there for display.
She threw that right away.
Oh, she absolutely did.
In my walk-in tub because I keep a candelabra there, and he had a lit candle inside my bath on the shelf.
The couple says they are shaken up and are still cleaning the mess.
He's a quiet man.
He's a defeated man.
But say they are thankful they weren't hurt.
It could have been a lot more dangerous if we had been home.
Just by the luck of God, yes, we're okay.
They say they are looking into security systems so something like this doesn't happen again. Rosalind Flaherty, News Center, Maine.
That guy thought that was his place, walk-in bathtub and candles.
And he redecorated. He moved pictures around. He redid the mantle.
He didn't like it.
Not my pictures.
They also said he smoked cigarettes in, quote, every room.
Oh, sure. Ooh, no, yeah. So that would make me mad.
That's why she saged it.
Yeah.
She was real upset. Everything had been moved. She was like, all my glass roosters are moved. Every single one of them.
She looks like she has all sorts of old lady stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I can't imagine.
There was a dream catcher in the window that they showed.
Ooh, right.
So,
yeah.
James Bond memorabilia in the garage.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't see
by the door. Sean Connery.
You removed the plastic wrap from
That's an old 007.
Maybe not. It might be Roger Moore.
Oh, that could. Wow. That's even more rare. Roger Moore was my man.
Yeah. Judging by all the stuff in the garage, that house is filled with junk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's the dream catcher.
I the whole time she's talking, I'm just looking at the guy.
He's just like,
because he's like, hey.
He's like, I really wish I wasn't here.
Yeah,
I haven't died yet.
But I did love how they let her walk us through the scene.
Yeah.
She set it all up for us.
And she was like, well, Frank, get over there. When I give you the cue,
that's not our car.
You're going to open the garage like you did on that day.
She made him reenact everything.
He opens the garage with the garage door.
Bingo, I did it.
There's a strange car in there.
How many takes do you think they had to do?
There's a car right there.
Gary and Anne Hill came home
from... Yeah, she's no nonsense.
No, she's not at all. Interesting guy to remove the plastic from the couch.
Oh, she'd be furious. She'd be furious.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.